Tell me, Barbara, what have you heard so far from the National Red Cross organization about what may be needed at this time, or is it too early to tell?
Right now, it's very chaotic, actually. What we're providing is mental health support. We're support and response for the emergency responders at the scene, which there's a tremendous amount of those all over the country. We're having evacuation centers set up for the people who have evacuated, who have nowhere to go right now. Eventually, they'll be returning to their homes. Many people are stranded, though, throughout the country. They were in, out on the East Coast and are now stranded with the airport shut down. There are actually people here in Champaign-Urbana sort of stranded. We did have one airplane diverted through Willard Airport. There was approximately 89 passengers. They are now housed locally here. And that's all taken care of, and tremendous community support. Everybody is pulled together to get all of these things done.
What kinds of things might you see the Red Cross called on to do in the days ahead?
Well, we had already gotten the call down for national disaster workers, both mental health and mass care and family services, but we won't, until the airports and travel opens up, we won't be able to send anybody out. But then, again, I think, you know, what we're seeing here locally with the people stranded, we've kind of got our hands full anyway. So we're offering support to this community. We're already getting calls with people who had relatives in the Trade Center, and they cannot locate them. Now, there's a moratorium on that right now, but we'll be taking the information and trying to help them trace their loved ones. Chances are they're going to hear from their loved ones in the meantime. But we've already got phone calls regarding that. We've gotten phone calls of people who had relatives on the plane that was diverted through here. So we're coordinating things across the country, and actually we're doing it by Internet, so with the National Red Cross and everybody else. So it's very hectic, very hectic.
That's one of the responsibilities the Red Cross does that a lot of people don't know about, is that you do try to connect victims and families together after a disaster.
Absolutely, and it's tough. You know, what we ask is that people, when they call, they have Social Security and where they worked and what floor they worked for and who they worked for, all of that information up front for us, and it will be put into a big data bank, and you know, hopefully we can locate them. We do it both nationally, internationally, and anything like this, and It's just such a dark day, and the news, you know, what we've been able to catch a breath and catch has been so startling and so disturbing, and we've got a lot of our volunteers in here and our staff, and we're giving this community whatever support we can.
Do you do any counseling locally?
Yes, we do.
How does one go about getting that?
We have mental health disaster workers, and what we'll be doing is touching base and checking with people that are involved. And if it's a situation, if somebody's interested in that in particular, please call the local Red Cross.
And if anybody wants to contribute in any way, monetarily, otherwise, what kinds of things would you be looking for at this point, if anything, at the moment?
You know, we need to keep the Red Cross functioning and doing what we do on a daily basis. And monetary donations are what we really need to keep our doors open. The other thing people should consider, well, two things, is one, becoming a volunteer of the Red Cross, getting involved, making a difference in your community. And the other is every business and every family should have an emergency plan. Every business should have those emergency evacuation. You know, we look at tornadoes around here. That's one of the things, you know, that we're facing. Every family should have that emergency plan, and we just can't encourage that enough. So please, when things calm down a little, get in touch with the Red Cross, because we want to work with you. We want everybody as prepared as possible for whatever would happen.
Barbara Payne, thank you very much.
No problem.